There's been a rapid number of growing avian influenza cases across the country, but it's not hit Michigan just quite yet. Nancy, as we look at protecting the Michigan borders, what is MDARD recommending to do if you are in the poultry business or do have backyard poultry?
What we would like people to be aware of and to do right now is to keep their birds extra safe, because that disease, this avian influenza, highly pathogenic strain, is out there right now. It is a bad disease. It's a serious disease. It will kill birds. So it's important to keep your birds extra safe right now. And you can do that by avoiding contact with wild birds, by staying very clean, practicing very good biosecurity, and by keeping your birds at home and avoiding having extra traffic on your farm or avoid visiting other farms.
As this disease is getting spread through migratory birds, how could that potentially impact our industry here in Michigan?
This disease can potentially be spread by migratory birds. It can also, however, be spread from farm to farm. So that's why it's important to practice very good biosecurity on your farm. The impact is that it does make birds ill, and it can kill birds. So that's a major part of the problem. It, at this point, is not impacting people, so people are not getting sick from this, and it's not a food safety problem. It's primarily a problem because of loss of birds and then also the impact on international trade.
Michigan, a large producer of turkeys and laying hens, coming to Michigan, how detrimental could that be to those industries?
Well, in Michigan, we have about 14.8 million layer chickens, so those would be chickens that are laying eggs. We have about 5.5 million turkeys, and we have more than 5 million broiler chickens, or that would be the sort of chicken that you would find in your grocery store for meat. We also have nearly 40 commercial poultry farms in Michigan, and we have an unknown number of small flocks and backyard birds, so the impact could be negative on both commercial farms and people that just have a few chickens in their backyard.
As far as locking down the borders, are there any measures in place to keep other states from interacting with our birds here in Michigan?
Wild birds, we can't do much about. They do have their flyways, and they certainly are migrating right now still. As far as domestic birds coming from state to state, that is all regulated, both by states and by the United States Department of Agriculture. So we have very good information on birds, domestic birds that are moving from one state to another.
As this disease progresses, did you have any other advice for those that are in the poultry business?
Again, just keep your birds extra safe right now. We're still in the midst of disease spread. We are hoping that with warmer weather, more sunshine, drier weather, just the weather factor will help kill this virus in the environment, which will help decrease the spread. But for now, it's just important to remember to keep your birds extra safe. And if anyone does have sick birds, and the signs can be birds going off feed, not eating, not drinking, just acting very lethargic or tired acting, and then sudden death is unfortunately a sign of this particular strain of influenza. If you see anything like that in your poultry, then you should contact your local veterinarian, and you're also encouraged to notify Michigan Department of Agriculture and Rural Development. And we will respond to these cases very quickly. We're doing a lot to get prepared right now so that if we do have a case or do have any birds that are suspect for this disease, that we will be able to respond very rapidly.